You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Now, for something involving both public and private sectors, business and governments are coming together to build South Africa. Just take a listen to how this is happening.
My name is Mzila Mtejane. I'm the CEO of the Minerals Council of South Africa. We are participating in the pledge to support and work with government in the rebuilding of South Africa. I think there's huge opportunities that can be achieved. So from a mining industry perspective, what we've been working on is increasing investment in exploration. But as we also see the investment in logistics and electricity, we see some of our big mines continue to expand and grow. And there's a synergy between the small exploratory mines as well as the big mines in terms of how the big miners can invest in exploration and also facilitate that growth. And the growth in the industry is going to have a huge impact on the economy in terms of the secondary and the tertiary economy, so the downstream opportunities are significant. And so combined, we'll see employment creation from both mining as well as many other industries that depend on mining.
To learn more about this impactful commitment to South Africa's future, visit business4sa.org. That's business4sa, as in the word for, .org. And we're going to continue that Treasury conversation with independent analyst Tshepo Radima. He joins me on the line now to take a look at the latest pronouncement or latest comment from National Treasury that they might reconsider those IPP guarantees, those independent power producer guarantees. Dr. Radima, good evening. Lovely to catch up with you again. It's been quite a minute. The statement from National Treasury saying that they've got a contingent liability of around 300 billion rand for these IPPs that are in place at the moment, and they're re-looking at this. Thinking about it off the bat, I mean, I can understand wanting to encourage a particular sector, but surely at some point we knew this was going to be unsustainable.
Well, Remuyaha, good evening to you as well as to the listeners. You are correct. It is unsustainable, but they should have known this from inception that it was unsustainable because of the laws of physics. I mean, if you look at introduction of intermittent energy sources onto a high voltage grid such as the one operated by Eskom is trying to rewrite the laws of physics. And I've always asked the question, why have these persons not been given the Nobel Prize in physics for what they have done? So it had to come to this point. But also what is puzzling is the fact that in South Africa, we have a statute called the State Liability Act, which in turn means that these guarantees were never warranted from inception. Mm. Any entity that does business with the state automatically receives a treasury guarantee. So there's no need for anyone to say, well, in the event of default, therefore we needed this cover, which is now in excess of 300 billion. Because what it then did is that it sequestrated and ring-fenced and effectively sterilized much needed capital that could have gone to the other sectors or productive sectors of the economy. And it should never have been done. So you got 300 billion in the IPP space. You still have in excess of 220 or so billion with Eskom following the 254 billion rand bailout. And then the other state entities such as Transnet and others, they also have got these guarantees. So by and large, the state is still exposed to in excess of 600-700 billion rand. But the question, as I say, why sterilize so much needed capital that can go into the productive sectors of the economy when, in any event, you already have got a statute that serves the purpose? So, but it's not surprising all the same, and I think it is long overdue. But also, it's an elegant way for this government to actually opt out of the renewables energy program without specifically stating that they are opting out. Because going forward, you'll find that most of the funders or the bankers that would have loaned monies to the so-called independent power producers, They did so on two premises. One being that the tariff was at least 6.5 times more than the Eskom's inherent primary energy cost factor, and at the same time with these guarantees. Now, we know that the posture from the government, both from the previous minister, Minister Mandashe, who was responsible for electricity in the main, and now even Dr. Hosea Ntsoramogopa, both of them, I think they have a posture of saying, well, the industry, that is the so-called renewable industry, has been on the mantra that they are the least cost energy providers. And if that indeed is the case, therefore their cost to Eskom must at least fall in line with what the Eskom's baseload coal-fired fleet is able to produce. And hence we saw in the previous round, which failed to reach financial close, the tariffs were, or the cost rather, because it's not a tariff, it's not regulated by NERSA, that which the so-called independent power producers charge to Eskom. But they came in around 47 cents a kilowatt hour, and Eskom is now sitting from its coal-fired fleet at around 44 cents a kilowatt hour. So there was that attempt to have parity, but in the attempt to do parity, none of those could reach financial close, because the first ones, round one, two, or bid windows one, two, and three, they are averaging 2.48 rand a kilowatt hour. So they were just a gulf apart, and hence we see the unraveling of this program.
It's very interesting thoughts there. I can imagine that potentially a part of this would have been as a result of the fact that there's a historical precedent that's been set by the state entities, in particular SOEs, to not settle their debts, and that's probably what drove this in the first place. But we'll have to come back to that at another time, because we have run out of time. Tata Khadima, I thank you so much for your contributions and your insights. It's always lovely to catch up with you. We always learn something new about legislation, and I'd be interested to see where this conversation ends up with a look at what you can do if you are owed money by the state, and there's a statute in place for that. Tsepo Khadima, independent analyst on the latest reconsideration from National Treasury around the state guarantees for independent power producers.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.